The following media was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah!
He's queuing up, people. He's gonna sing.
Monday left me broken. Tuesday, I was through with hoping. Wednesday, my empty arms were open. Thursday, waiting for love, waiting for love. Thank the stars, it's Friday. I'm burning like a fire gone wild on a Saturday. Guess I won't be coming to church on Sunday. I'll be waiting for love, waiting for love to come around.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Globally Local FM episode 99, brought to you by Tomo Huzzah. This time in Honduras, in... How do you pronounce it, my dear host? Because I say Tegucigalpa.
That's how I would say it as well. But full disclosure, I have not looked it up at all, so this is just pure vibes based. We could be wrong.
Maybe it's Tegucigalpa.
Tegucigalpa. Maybe it is. Okay, now while we're on this topic anyway, thoughts on people saying Barcelona versus Barcelona in casual conversation?
Yes! You know what? It's time for this beef of the week.
Yeah.
The fucking... Okay. Specifically, white moms going to Barcelona and saying, I've been to Barcelona, you know, and then like, I'm now one with the culture and one with the world. Want to poke their eyes out, you know, just gently, just like, no, no, you don't. Or the best ones are the ones who go to Ibiza.
Yeah, no, it really does get me when like, you don't normally talk like that. So why are you, like, this is like you're trying to be, like, look cooler, basically, by saying it that way, but...
And we all know that in Ibiza, we don't actually use language, right? We all know that. We speak in vibes.
That's right. It's vibes only. So that's even more performative than Barcelona.
How would you... Okay. So I can understand physically how you would speak in vibes by just, you know, doing your, like, charming little dances and whatnot. How would you come across in a podcast to speak in vibes, Henry?
Look, it's not really an audio, much like sign language, it's not really an audio medium. Mm. All podcasts in Ibiza are video podcasts, really, for this exact reason.
And they just stand there just like...
Yeah,
shaking
it would be the
up
equivalent
and down
of us, yeah, of us speaking right now.
Hmm. Okay. Anything else new in your life? I say as if we've said anything so far, but
Yeah, kind of, but probably not something worth mentioning on the pod. So.
Oh my god. Well.
Do you want me to get into it, Rudy?
If you want to, I don't know. You made it sound like it's not necessarily something you want to talk about.
It's not private. It's just not interesting, is all. But I will talk about it if you want me to.
How about let our fans judge if it's interesting or not?
I've started playing Call of Duty.
Yeah. That is my bad on allowing this kind of...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
Well, actually, you know what? I also didn't have news of my own. I started playing Subway Surfers, the next reiteration.
Oh, no. I can't believe it. It's back.
It's so back. We're so back.
So, is there a new game?
Yes. And you know what? I'm going to die on this hill. It's pretty fun.
I mean, the original was fun, but...
It's now like you have all kinds of like new maps and stuff, and like it's all about multipliers. Like you have to rank up your Subway Surfers, and then there's like score multipliers. That's how you get scores, and you have like trials and like missions you do, and it's basically more of the old game.
Right. Yeah, look, I'm not going to flame you for this because I think the original Subway Surfers was fun. It's just that I would never play mobile games anymore nowadays, really, except for like a puzzle game.
That's completely fair. So, Kyle, how's Duting? How's the call?
Yeah, it's pretty okay. It's not that good, really.
Oh, then why do you play it?
It's pretty bad. So I just bought it in the like autumn sale or what is it? Spring sale. Because it was cheap and I wanted to play like a Call of Duty campaign. I wanted to buy the really old games, but they're way more expensive than the like relatively modern ones on sale. And the campaign was fine. And then I thought I'd try multiplayer and I played it a bit and I liked it at first, but then the more I play it, the more like hyper it is. It just kind of feels very arcadey, if that makes sense. So it's not really my style. I've just kind of been playing it because it's a bit newer.
I've been running with some friends of ours, Warhammer Space Marine 2. That one I really like. I played the main campaign on my own, and then now I'm running it with a couple of friends, and I'm really enjoying it.
And what kind of game is that?
Oh, you don't know? It's basically a shooter, but it's the Warhammer 40k universe, which is like super, super in the future, like Space Wars, basically. And you're like, it's mostly just like alien waves and stuff like that that you have to defend the Imperium from.
All right. But you know, Rudy, there's nothing more important than the game of life. And
so true. So
in the game of life, you can visit Tegucigalpa in Honduras. And I happen to have some facts written down about that.
Yeah, this was... What? You know what? We've gotten so good at segueing. Like, it's truly an art. We've got it down.
Well, you try making a better segue from Warhammer to this.
Well, did you know that in Warhammer Space Marine 40k universe, 40,000 years ago, there was this place on Earth called Tegucigalpa? How's that for a segue, bitch?
That's on the same level as what I did, if you ask me.
Oh, no. Mine was far better, and hence I am far superior than you, Henry.
All right. Well, today we're in Honduras.
Don't just take that. Fight back.
No, Rudy, I'm much better. Boo. Wang. All right. Today we're in Honduras, which is a Central American country. Rudy, pay attention now because this will come back on your quiz later. It is right in the middle of Central America, is what I've written down here. Very thrilling stuff. Tegucigalpa is the capital in the center of the country. So it's very central, as you can tell. It's known for having several ancient Mayan ruins. And the way I learned about Honduras, I don't know about you, Rudy, but the way I did was when they qualified for the 2010 Football World Cup.
2010. Wait. Genuine question. I guess I missed it. Tegucigalpa is the capital?
Yes.
I thought it's like the second biggest city or something.
I don't think so.
Well, then I'm a very ignorant white boy. Hey, what else is new?
Well, it's not that much of a problem, right?
I am gonna get shot. It was nice knowing you. I hope you remember me for who I was.
I will speak on your funeral and say Rudy deservedly got shot, according to himself.
Henry, who am I? Do you?
You're a distant acquaintance, I think, is a friendliest way to put it.
With that, I can happily die. Right, I think it's time for us to go to the news! Well, I have two. What do you have?
I've got two. So you can start.
Okay. My article name is Can't Win Them, Bribe Them. In an act that caught the attention of passerby and visitors, Congressman Godofredo Fajardo handed out bags of candy and churros on the southern outskirts of the capital. The activity was captured on video and quickly circulated on social media, showing how the legislator personally delivered the packages, each with his logo and face printed on them, generating mixed reactions among the population. Political communication experts point out that these types of activities, although they may appear to be actions of social closeness, can always generate debates about the limits between community aid and political advertising. Fajardo, for his part, explained that the distribution of sweets and churros was not for political purposes, but simply to bring joy to the passerby as they walked through the area. I will remind you, every single bit of candy he gave had his face on it.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. That's what I do when I spread joy. I only hand out stuff with my face on it.
Here's joy, and it's just a poster of yourself.
I mean, like, is political advertising illegal? Is that the problem? Because
I don't know,
yeah,
but
it's obviously
political
advertising.
I think the precipice here was that, I'm just doing this to be a good person, and then it's just like clearly advertising. I think that's where the problem was.
Right. Yeah, because I feel like in terms of it being political advertising, for sure, but that's not necessarily a problem in my eyes, I guess.
I think
if you're handing out churros.
I think if you say it's political advertising, then it's no problem. But I think the idea of like, yo, child, you want a candy? Got Uncle's face on it, eh?
What a coincidence.
Yeah, exactly. What a coincidence. Listen.
The place where question. I got these churros just happened to accidentally be printing my face on it. I swear it wasn't intended.
I do. Scan my ID. That's what happened. I thought they're giving like that. They're asking for ID. They were asking me for the logo. Wow, what a fuck up. Henry, what would I have to give to you in food to bribe you to vote for me?
You wouldn't have to give me much, Rudy. I would vote for you anyway. But if you're offering, I would take your pizza.
You know what? That's fair. I think I would go bankrupt rather easily if I go a pizza per person, per voter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does Domino's bulk order fit for you, or do I have to go to like some Italian bakery?
No, I think that's fine. I always enjoyed myself a Domino's pizza when I was in the Netherlands.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, guys. Dear listeners to the podcast, we just randomly got our editor join the call and just leave. And we tried to play it off nonchalantly, but we just... What happened there?
Who knows? I mean, we're technically in the wrong voice channel, if you've noticed. Technically.
Oh, my bad.
So really, we only have ourselves to blame.
Yeah, truly. Okay.
All right,
well,
Rudy.
Go on.
This ties in to a place that we had recently. Honduras moves from recognizing Taiwan to recognizing China, if you can believe it.
Oh, okay.
So, the president of Honduras announced that they would be seeking diplomatic relations with China. Sorry, I've got the hiccup suddenly.
That's what China does to you.
That's right. The second I think of China, I have hiccups. I'm going to die. with the implication that they would then also move away from recognizing Taiwan. The president said they wanted to keep both diplomatic ties, but sort of the reason for China approaching them would be to not recognize Taiwan anymore, because this is a strategy that China has used for many years and cost Taiwan some diplomatic allies in that sense. Sorry, friends. This is really very unfortunate.
His hiccups. But
yes,
so
both.
Basically Honduras being a little bitch.
Yes. And Taiwan is saying, don't fall for the trap, friends. We've been besties for so long.
Mm-hmm.
You can't leave us here.
Okay. I'm sorry. I hope... Sid, I don't think you haven't even can try to like edit this out. It's just going to be hiccups.
Not really.
From
anything where I'm talking and I'm hiccuping, you can't cut
sorry.
Out.
Sorry. It's going to be so funny to me now. But anyways... yeah, that's unfortunate for Honduras to do that.
I'm gonna try to hold my breath, Rudy. I'm gonna try to hold my breath.
There's many ways how you can try. I've been told you can also try to hop on one leg.
I'm not gonna do that right now because I'm plugged into the microphone.
Well, take off the headphones. I'm going to describe to the listeners what's happening. Go hop on one foot.
Okay,
sure. He's taking off the headphones.
Why not? For science.
I will also tell you guys now that he's taking off his headphones, this is complete bullshit. This is for unclogging your ears after swimming. So it has nothing to do with hiccups, but I may... he's actually doing it. He's like hopping on one leg around his...
I'm still hiccuping, by the way.
Yeah, I could... Oh, guys, you know what? Sometimes life is just about the little things. Come back. Oh, you, come back. He's about to fall. Oh, no. He's still doing it. Okay. That's lovely.
The dog,
I'll remind you, listeners,
down,
this was
watching...
complete bullshit.
Oh, the dog got up. She had enough.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's also watching a dog whilst recording. So did it
I'm
help?
Afraid it didn't work. No, I'm still hiccuping.
Unfortunate. Well, I'll think of something else as we go on.
You do that, Rudy.
Okay.
Then back to your article.
That was great. That was lovely. So my article is... Oh, my God. I think I'm about to have a hiccup. Anyways... My boy is just chilling. The presence, and I hear this, Henry. The presence of a crocodile in the Lacagona Ravine, located in the urban area of La Libertad, I should have pronounced this, Comayagua, has generated alarm and fear among the residents of the area. The reptile was captured on video circulating on social media where it can be seen sunbathing on the bank of the stream. Upon noticing the person filming, it quickly entered the water and disappeared into the current. According to reports circulating on social media, the crocodile belonged to a man who abandoned it in the area. Since then, the animal has grown naturally in the ravine, becoming a cause for concern for the community. All I hear is my boy is having a day off, sunbathing, suddenly paparazzi get out of the bushes and he's like, God damn, I'm naked. What the fuck you on about, you sickos? And he just retreats in the ravine and everybody's there like, we gotta hunt this bitch down now.
The poor guy. You can't even take a vacation anymore before people start chiding you for being naked.
Literally,
naked on the beach.
This is the equivalent of Beauty and the Beast, but Honduran version. It's a man
it's
and a crocodile.
It's just a crocodile by himself. Hiding.
The beauty is somewhere there.
The beauty is in the nature of it all. Okay, so
imagine
current
if from
situation,
Beauty and the Beast would have been a crocodile.
Okay. Would it be kind of weird because, like, crocodiles can't really stand up that way, so you just have the crocodile basically at feet level. Right?
The fucking, the whole movie just is different for me. Be our guest, put our service to the test. And then a crocodile plops on the table, about to dine with the beauty.
Yeah, I don't know. Unless you have like one of those anthropomorphic crocodiles, but like a real crocodile, you know.
Taylor's
it couldn't do that.
Time. Na 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 na. And in the ballroom, she's just holding up a crocodile who can't even stand up properly.
The crocodile's just falling over constantly. She basically is just grabbing it full strength so that it doesn't fall over.
Yeah, that would be quite something.
Yes, it most certainly would. Okay, so current status is it's hiding in the ravine and people are
as
concerned.
As far as we know, the boy might be gone. Maybe, you know what, all rivers end up in the ocean. This might have been like a saltwater crocodile, in which case I understand the people's concerns, because that's a Godzilla in the ravine.
Okay, wait, question. This is the first time I've thought of this. What's the difference, as in saltwater versus freshwater? It's not the water that affects them, right?
Kind of.
It's just their habitat? If a saltwater crocodile goes chilling in a freshwater river, is he going to die?
No, but like, well, not immediately, I would say, but most likely because of like how they say it's like, for example, I would assume Because they can open their eyes underwater, right? They have like that layer and whatnot. But I assume that layer, for example, is different for saltwater and freshwater crocodiles. I'd also assume that the fish contingent is different. What they eat there is not the same.
Yes. That for sure.
In terms of just like the chemistry of water, I assume in some way there must be some correlation, but I don't think you immediately like kill it if you put it in a different habitat. Like it lives there for a while, and then I mean, I know what. The temperature probably is different.
That's a good point. That's a very good point.
You know what? I'm a marine biologist by hobby.
I always knew you were, Rudy. I just needed to sort of coax it out of you in this case.
Have you read my report about how the Great Barrier Reef is basically the New York of ocean?
Yeah, I've read something of the sort. Yeah, for sure.
And have you? I also did like a collaboration article. There was one with a fellow researcher of mine. The main research question is what quality of life does a 400-year-old shark have in Greenland?
Yeah, well, Rudy, you pose a lot of interesting questions, and somehow I've heard of all of these before. Very, very interesting.
Another life. May I even say another podcast? Anyhow, moving on to your other article.
Well, I'll keep it brief for the second one. I kind of did for the first one anyway. Because this isn't... It's not that funny, really. It's actually quite serious. But it does lead into a debate question that I have for later. So we will have to listen to me ramble.
Okay.
And that is, Rudy, journalists being prosecuted for opposing logging.
What's logging?
So, logging is like deforestation, like they're chopping down a forest.
Then I understood it correctly. Okay.
Yes. In this case, they're chopping down the forest for to build a housing estate.
Hmm.
Local journalists have had to vacate their premises after starting coverage denouncing logging in a nearby area. The forest being removed is important to the city's groundwater supply. But there are plans for a housing estate to be built there instead. Other journalists who have taken pictures have also been, like, had to leave their place of business, basically. And so the journalist being upset at this all happening, rightfully so, Rudy, would you say?
I would say yes.
Okay, I tried to catch Rudy off in a bad stance, but he was prepared.
That's what journalism is.
Yes.
Literally, that's the job of like finding these kind of things and bringing them to light.
Yes. So they put in a complaint with the national watchdog, and the watchdog said you need government authorization to publish info related to these projects.
But what's that? How can you be a journalist?
Well, so it seems like they're in the pocket of the government in that case, which I guess that tracks. And so the journalists who have been affected, they are staying in touch with each other through these difficult times so that they don't, so that they keep track of everyone, I guess, if that makes sense.
God damn it. Can't even take pictures of trees anymore. Nothing's legal.
Okay, can you now make a joke, Rudy? It's one of the tags is comedy.
Oh my God. Fucking bitch just looked at me dead in the eye. Okay, now make a joke. You dance, monkey, please.
Dance, little monkey, yes. Joke for me.
Funny joke. How about we guerrilla warfare against these houses?
By swinging between the trees?
That's one thing, yeah. Tarzan. And it's just reporters taking pictures. Imagine how hard it would be. One hand swinging on a vine, the other hand camera in your hand.
That sounds pretty hard.
Yeah, that's basically... Well, actually, Spider-Man did that. Spider-Man did that. And if Spider-Man could do it, I feel like people from Honduras could also do it. Because you know Spider-Man, like Spider-Man had like the photography hobby.
He was a little bit more juiced up though, right? Than... average guy on a vine?
I mean, you think in the jungles of Honduras there's no radioactive spiders like that? I feel like they have it crawling up the wazoo there.
Just needs to finish searching.
Literally. Guys, superheroes are in the jungles of Amazon. Go find them.
All right, we're encouraging kids to get bitten by animals now. That's really good stuff.
I mean, if humans work as well, might as well. I don't know how that shit works per se. And also, now you know what? I will say one thing growing up is now that you, because I was a superhero kid as well, now rewatching sometimes these movies and like getting these like villain origin stories of like how they got their powers and stuff. And now, especially being in STEM, some of the magic sort of disappears when you're like, yeah, that's just not it. Like for example, me as an electrical engineer, the whole like Spider-Man's villain, what's his name, Electro or something like that, where he falls into like a vat of electric eels and they bite him and he turns into like Electro Man or whatever. I was like thinking through it this the other day and I was like, God, they really ran out of ideas for that one, I guess.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. All the villain like the superpower origin stories are pretty stupid. So at some point, you're going to have someone get bit by an electrical eel.
I mean, listen, that's the thing. Like, you gotta just enjoy the magic of it. If you go see those movies, you're like, don't expect logic. You just like, allow it to take you there and go with it, you know? Just like, because at some point, I also think there was an interview where the director of Iron Man said at some point he did like an actual like physics study of what it would take to take like that theoretical armor and like take off, like in a sense of like how much, like he wanted to do like accurate physics CGI of like taking off for that like armor. But then they calculated that that armor would weigh so much that the only way to take off is like very uncinematic way of like he's just there like booting up the thing, that the pressure is increasing, and at some point he just fucking like shoots away like a rocket, like so it's not at all like, you know, the cinematic feel of like how he slowly takes off and then just like increases in speed, because that's way more like see like how they said it's like that's way more fun to watch. So they're like, yeah, okay, this one we don't do then.
Yeah, I mean that makes sense. Yeah. All right, already.
Yeah, it's time for the ad.
God, I'm so hungry. I wish I had something to eat. Ooh, wait a minute. What's this? A delightful looking banana just randomly on the side of the road. Let's dig in. Nom 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 nom. Wow, that was truly delicious. My appetite has been sated. Whew. What's happening? I suddenly feel so stiff. Why is my skin turning yellow? Oh my God, I'm turning into a banana! Make it stop! Make it stop! No, make it stop! Ah! Overpopulation, world hunger, nosy people. These are all issues of the past. With the brand new banana to banana technology, all hungry and nosy people will eat the banana, turning into one themselves, thus inadvertently killing themselves. Join us at The Ethical Company to find out more about solving worldwide problems. Next time around, we will demonstrate our new financial equalizing tool, where we induce hyperinflation to bring everyone to the same level of wealth. Join The Ethical Company today. Wow.
I literally am eyeing two bananas in front of me right now. Like, no. So now I'm kind of wary of eating them. What if they were placed there by you?
Watch out, Rudy. It's a measure to combat overpopulation. Turn everyone into a banana slowly but surely.
I feel like I would not want to be a banana. I would want to be a different fruit. Is there a choice of which fruit to like turn into?
Well, I guess this is called banana to banana technology, so I don't know.
Ah, shit.
It's going to be banana based at the end of the day.
I would choose something like, what's it called? Pomegranate.
Why?
Because it's very red and juicy and puckered up.
Okay. Okay, sir. All right. Well,
oh, yeah.
On that note, Rudy,
Yeah.
I did not have a quiz today because I thought,
what?
In light of the serious conversation we had earlier about journalism, I thought we should debate something instead. That being, Rudy, this is the stance that you have to be for or against. Anyone that agrees with me, Henry, or sorry, I wrote it down wrong. Anyone that disagrees with me, Henry, should be prosecuted by the government.
And I can choose, disagree, or agree with this.
You could choose, and then you get to start your opening argument.
You know what? I'll agree.
Okay.
So you have to disagree.
I disagree now with that. So, Rudy?
Okay. Well, I think I've done quite, quite a lot with you. I've known you before the podcast, outside, basically outside of this quote-unquote professional environment, your dear friend.
Uh-huh.
And I value your opinions greatly. And honestly, I think you're a very wise man for your age. I think more people should have your ideas. And so to efficiently get them along, I feel like disagreeing as an option should just be weeded out from the get-go.
Okay. I like that in theory. Now, because I'm disagreeing, I'll have to say this creates a bit of a paradox where I'm setting myself up for prosecution in this nice little in this little scenario. But also, Rudy, think of all the times where we disagreed on something. And just because I'm always right doesn't mean that you're always wrong. It just means you're misguided. You know, that's the thing. And I would hate for you to go to jail, really, just because you had a bad idea once.
What if I would want to go to jail?
I always had a good idea.
You don't have to feel bad about me. I want to go to jail, so your argument is invalid now.
Okay. Then what about every other person that I've ever argued with, you know?
I think, I want to go to jail. They deserve to go to jail. That's my argument.
Okay, well, I think it's no way to run a society, Rudy, for anyone to disagree with me to go to the jail. I think that's a bit much.
That's quite ironic, knowing the history of the country you chose to live in.
What, that everyone goes to jail?
No, well, the British sent the first thing people there from the white world because it was kind of like a jail for them, right?
Yeah, I mean, they did send the most people that came down here were sent down with, bullshit reasons of, stealing a handkerchief. So, in that sense, disagreeing with me is probably on the same level as that.
So then, if we disagree with you, do we get sent to where? Antarctica?
Yeah, sure, why not? Sounds terrible.
I mean,
do you think that's nice?
I think with global warming, it's about to be really nice.
That's true. That's true. Well, you get to be the builder of society right up until I go down there. It's back to square one.
Ah, it's okay. They're going to build a lunar base colony up in on the moon soon. So there's space. There will always find space.
Right. That sounds like the worst thing ever. So looking forward to that.
Lovely. So, so I completely disagree with that. I think you should be listened to and everybody should hail Lord Henry. And if anything, I think you have to go bigger than that bitch in Fiji. You just have to start a cult that's on the whole of Australia.
That's true. I got to start an ice cream chain to start off with, and then we'll go from there.
Would you start an ice cream chain or would you start something else? I feel like you could start a corn chain.
What? It sounds fun, but I wouldn't go to a corn-based restaurant. I would just buy corn and eat it at home. Anyway, Rudy, I think you've won this debate, actually. I think you've convinced me, so you're right.
What have I created?
In you being right, I am right. And that's the most important thing, after all.
So true. So true, bestie. So, moving on then to our local business. Oh, God, we're running so over time. All right. Anyways, local business. Yo, okay.
Yes.
Lad, do you know the Korean buff Jesus meme?
No. What?
You don't know? There is some people Google it. Korean buff Jesus. There's a in Korea at some point it was circulating around, like literally a picture of Jesus, but he's like hella buff for no reason. And anyways, I found his gym in Tegucigalpa, literally called God's Gym. So you can go and perhaps get blessed on the bench press.
Sounds great. Well, Rudy, as for me, I've really been in the mood for like pancakes and waffles recently, and I actually happened to come across La Creperia in Tegucigalpa, which was really not something I expected to see, but it's like a cafe with really good-looking pancakes and waffles with like ice cream, strawberries, banana,
I want them,
and much, much more. So I haven't had that in a while, and now I want to have it. Please.
No, I want some. Anyways, Local Radio, La 98.1, or perhaps La, or L-A, or La, or whatever. It's literally just La 98.1.
Yeah. And what kind of music, or it's just because the name was good?
It's just the name was funny. No, the music was what you would expect.
Okay. My recommendation is Stereo Luz 103.7 FM for if you want to listen to some Latin party music. It goes well for together with Logging Forests if you want to make a bit of a party.
All right. And with that, thanks so much for listening to episode 99, Do You Fear Death? You don't know that quote because you never watched the movie because you're a little guy like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Episode 99 of Global Local FM, Tegucigalpa, Honduras, brought to you by Tom of Aslo. If you would like to give us some feedback, you can find me on Instagram at 000RUDYS000, so 000s, Rudy, 000s. If you would like to find Henry,
you can find me swinging on vines and camera in the other hand, practicing for the future. Or you can email at globallylocalfm@gmail.com.
Which he definitely checks, and we don't have to remind him to do that.
For sure.
Yeah, and so we will see you next week in
the anniversary episode? Not
actually
the 100th.
Pop the champagne!
Wahoo!